This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. I want to talk to you about podcast artwork. You will hear a lot of talk among podcasters about podcast audio quality. What mic do you use? What sample rate? How do you record? What is your signal flow? But very few people talk about cover art. And even fewer of those people talk about episode art. I have different art for each episode. It's a simple concept, the same logo, but the background is different. And I've got over 60 different designs. It takes me 2 months worth of episodes before I repeat anything. Go to daily.bigpodcast.com because you'll see an example of what I'm talking about. Why is that? Well, for one, it's daily. And the same episode art would start to get ignored. Imagine if you're looking at your podcast feed, Big Podcast Daily, Big Podcast Daily, Big Podcast Daily. And if you want to go back and you want to listen to something that I've already done, was it this episode or was it that episode? With different color artwork, it was the blue episode. It was the red episode. It was the green episode. That makes it easier for you to keep track of what you've listened to and what you want to listen to again. I want you to remember also what I talked about last week when I talked about recorded intros. When people see the same thing again and again and again, they start to ignore it. They start to get what they would call banner blindness. You go to a website, you see these banners. Because you've seen them again and again and again, you start to ignore them, and people will do that with your podcast, whether it's the episode artwork or whether it's those same recorded intros that you're using. And that's why you want to change things around with your artwork, and that's why you want your intros to be done individually each time you record an episode. When you've got a podcast, especially a daily episode or something where there are frequent episodes coming out, you're looking for anything that you can do to stand out, and episode art is a great way to do that. But, and this is where a lot of podcasters get caught up when they're doing individual artwork, you must use the motif of your podcast. If people look at your individual podcast episode artwork without being able to tell which podcast that it's from, will people know it's your podcast? And the answer is no. This happens all the time to me on the podcast that I listen to. I'm sure it's happening to you. You look at your podcast feed, you see this individual image there, and you're not really sure where it came from. Don't do that. If you want to see a variation on this idea where I'm swapping up backgrounds, my other podcast, Red Podcast, Red Like the Color, go to redpodcast.com to see this. You'll see rotation of the colors, different episode numbers. That's how I change things up and let people know where they are. I don't have to get very creative with it. I don't have to change images every time, but I am changing episode numbers. That's another way that you can change up your episode graphics to get people's attention and let them know that what you're doing today is different from what you were doing yesterday. If you're using episode artwork on your podcast, I would love to see how you're doing it. Reach out to me. Bigpodcast.com is how to get in touch. While you're there, you can also subscribe to Big Podcast Daily. One click is all it takes for you to get every new episode that I do. And I do new episodes daily, each with their own individual artwork. So go to Big Podcast Daily and subscribe. You'll see how I do it. And while you're there, go ahead and sign up for the newsletter. Tips, tricks, strategies to help you connect with your audience, spread your message, and build a big podcast. Thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of Big Podcast Daily.